I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley.
All right, now we have two Ashleys to deal with. All right, hey, Ashley, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I'm actually thinking that my boyfriend is messing around with someone from his work.
Oh, okay. What is your boyfriend's name?
His name's Glenn.
Glenn, okay. And how long have you guys been in a relationship?
It's been since last Christmas, so it's almost a year.
Okay, and you think he's messing around with someone from work. Is this a specific someone, or are you just like, I have a hunch he's messing around with someone?
No, it's definitely a specific someone.
Okay. Now, what led you to this whole suspicion?
Okay, so we usually, like, on the weekends, we hang out a lot, but over the past few months, he's been, like, going out with people from his work for drinks more often than normal. And some weeks he's out all night, and other times he's only out for a couple hours, and then he'll come over and spend the night at my place, you know, afterwards. But all of this stuff is, like, pretty recent, so it's been a big shift. And when I first met him, he never went out with people from work.
Okay. So that is kind of suspicious.
Right. And so basically, like, one night after he was out with his coworkers, he texted me and he said he was coming over, but then it took him so long to get here. And then I was like, what took so long? Was traffic bad? What's up? And he was like, no, I had to drive from Hampton. So I don't know. I guess they all went to this place called and I was like, okay, so why did you guys go all the way out there? And he was like, I don't know. That's where they wanted to go. And that's really when I started to get suspicious.
Yeah, you know, like, okay, so a lot of people do go out after work, right? But they most workplaces have the same after-hour spot, and it's usually close by to work.
Exactly, right? So that's when I started, like, looking into things. And listen to this. So I did this, like, I did a little, like, Google, you know, investigating, and I figured out that the places that he was going to, well, they all have this one thing in common. And, okay, so basically there's this girl in his office named Shelly, and she sings in a band. And, like, all the places he was going, she was, like, singing at with her band.
Okay, so, all right, so he's a groupie.
Right, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so his coworker, his coworker plays in a band, but, I mean, isn't it possible that everybody from the office just goes to wherever she's playing that week? I mean, it's just, like, being supportive, right?
I mean, maybe. But then, like, a couple of weeks ago, he went out on a Saturday, and he said he was, like, having a bad day or something. And, I mean, he was saying he needed to blow off some steam. So he ends up at this brewery by my house. And guess who just happened to be playing there?
I'm going to guess Shelly and the Pussycats.
Right.
That's the name I made up for her band. Okay, so you think maybe it's more than just, I'm going to support my friend from work then?
I don't know. I mean, it's just starting to seem that way to me. There's just, like, this gut instinct that I'm
so,
like...
So you like to know if something is going on here between Glenn and this Shelly person?
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of obsessing about
it. Now, do you happen to have this Shelly person's phone number?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. All right, let me ask you this. Do you know the first name of any of Glenn's coworkers? Like, does he ever come home and say, like, hey, my buddy Jeff from work got the flu or anything like that?
Well, he's got this guy friend called Rich that he talks about, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he always says that, like, when they go out, he, like, drinks too much and he acts like an idiot. So that's probably his best buddy from work.
Okay, so Rich. Got it. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Shaq's going to pick you up, and we're going to need Glenn's phone number, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to call Glenn. We will figure out if this is more than groupie love or if there's something more next.
Beep.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Glenn, please?
Yeah, this is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn. I don't think we've actually met yet. My name is John. I just started a few weeks ago over at... I'm actually a friend of Rich's. He got me in over there. Have I gotten to meet you yet and just forgot, or...
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, so this whole thing is kind of awkward, but I definitely didn't want to step on any toes, you know, because I'm the new guy and stuff. So I asked Rich about Shelly, because I think she's kind of awesome. And I was thinking about asking her out. And Rich is like, do me a favor. You might want to check with Glenn first.
Check with me first?
Yeah, I guess Rich said he wasn't sure, but he thought maybe you and her were kind of seeing each other or something.
Me? No, I'm not. We're not seeing each other like that. I mean, I wish I was. But no.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Yeah. He was like, I think her and Glenn are sort of a thing on the down low.
No. She's amazing, though. And I wish you the best of luck. I mean, I would probably kill to go out with her. But unfortunately, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, the girlfriend. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. In fact, truth be told, I sort of already shot my shot with her, you know, a few weeks ago. I was out watching her band, and I think somebody told her I had a girlfriend because she was like, wait, I thought you had a girlfriend. And I was like, yeah, I guess I do.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, though. Like, I don't want to get in your way, you know?
Nah, dude, go ahead, man. I'm stuck for now. There's no reason for both of us to be miserable.
You know what? That is such BS, all right? So if you're stuck in this relationship, why don't I stick it for you? Guess what?
Wait, what is this?
If you're stuck and you want to be with her so bad, then guess what? Consider yourself single, all right? Because this is bullshit.
Wait. What is happening right now? Who is this?
It's the person you're fucking stuck with, all right? But I guess I'm not good enough for you because I don't sing shitty covers of lame-ass No Doubt songs. You know what? You know what? Yeah, if you want her so bad, then go ahead. All right? You can be her problem now because I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Hold on a second. What the hell is going on
now? Hey, Glenn, let me help out here. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Ashley called us because it's Dirty Work Wednesday, and she thought something might be going on between you and that Shelly girl. So we're actually the ones who called you. She was listening while we had that little conversation just now.
You know what? You know what? If you feel so trapped in this relationship, why didn't you ever say anything?
Oh, holy shit. Like, seriously, like, you're overreacting. That's not what I even meant at all. I was just talking to this dude. I don't know. I was just trying to be funny when I said all that.
You were trying to be funny? Yeah, okay, I see. Just, here's me trying to be funny. This weekend, I'm going to be at my mom's house. Stop by the apartment. Get all your shit, including your stupid fucking video games. Pack it all up and leave the key. That's me being funny. All
right? Ha-ha!
You're unstuck,
all right?
Good luck with that.
Whoa! Oh, man. Yeah, what was that laugh? Oh, my God.
Man.
Wow, that was the... You wanted to be unstuck?
Yeah, you are.
You're unstuck, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.